Lesson 6. I owe, it's off to work I go. Debt is a spiritual issue. My primary concern with spending beyond my means, with my outgo surpassing my income, is that I am presuming upon the future. To presume means to take for granted and assume that tomorrow will be the same or better than today. James 4:13 through 15 reads, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." Proverbs 27:1 reminds us, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." We have no assurance of the future. If we accumulate personal debts, we have no guarantee that we will have funds to pay off those debts. The number of personal bankruptcies that occur every year is staggering and continues to grow. A few weeks out of work because of an accident or illness, and many people will never recover financially. Sometimes workers will experience a job layoff for a few months, and because they are dependent on their weekly paycheck, will not be able to make their car payments for those months. The economy will go through downturns, and modern technology will continue to replace jobs. History tells us these things will happen. I am not trying to create fear. I'm simply stating that we don't know the future, which is why God says we are to say, "Lord willing," when speaking of our hopes and plans. Only God knows what is to come, so it is prudent to let Him lead us by the principles in His Word. God's Word and the principles found therein are eternal and are written for our good. Deuteronomy 5, verses 28 and 29. "The Lord hears your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. Oh, they had such a heart as this always, to fear me and to keep all my commandments, that it might go well with them and with their descendants forever." Having debt is not sin. However, it is usually not wise. The children of Israel were not forbidden to borrow money, and so they accumulated debts. But in their culture, all debts were to be canceled in the seventh year. Deuteronomy 15, the first two verses, "At the end of every 7 years you shall grant a release, and this is the manner of the release. Every creditor shall release what he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor, his brother, because the Lord's release has been proclaimed." While borrowing money is not a sin, be careful you are not presumptuous. There may be occasions when you borrow money, but do it in the fear of God and not in a spirit of presumption, which means to take it for granted. Psalm 19:13. "Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression." When it comes to borrowing money for a house or for a car, there are a few factors to consider. If you are thinking of purchasing a house or land, recognize that historically they tend to appreciate, which means their value increases with time. This is not always the case, but it's generally true. When we lived in Massachusetts in the 1980s and 1990s, there was incredible growth in property values, but it did not continue, and there was a market correction. Some of those people who were in the process of buying and selling when the market returned to normal prices lost a lot of money. Others who sold at the right time during the growth spurt made a tremendous profit. In the beginning of the 21st century, many of the baby boomers seem to be taking their retirement funds out of the stock market, which has been volatile of late, and are investing in real estate. This influx of money is driving real estate values to record highs, but they will eventually return to normal levels, in my opinion, which is a natural correction. Please be careful. Other items, particularly cars, depreciate and lose their value over time. That is why I am much more open to borrowing money for a home than for a new car. If you are being led to purchase a home, whether you borrow money from a Christian brother, a close relative, or go in debt to a bank, make sure everything is in writing. Whichever avenue you believe God is leading you to choose, make sure you have received plenty of godly counsel, have had clear, careful communication, and that all points of the arrangements you have agreed upon have been spelled out in a contract and then signed by all the parties involved. A good and godly rule of thumb in any financial undertaking is to make sure you understand all the costs involved. When you have an accurate idea of the costs involved and can compare them with the amount of resources you have, then you can make an informed decision to move forward with the purchase. Luke 14:28. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? The wisest and safest course is not to presume upon the future, but to live within your means. God will provide for your needs. Trust him. Let's pray. Based on Psalm 19:13. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression.